Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Hi, this is Hope Gibbs with the Incandescent Radio Network. We are here today with Charles Best, founder of DonorsChoose.org. Charles is an educator who came up with a very big idea one day back in 1999 when he was eating lunch with his fellow high school teachers in the Bronx. He said his colleagues and him were talking about the books they wanted to buy for the students and field trips they wanted to take them on, art supplies that they needed, but they knew that these ideas would go unfunded because they didn't have enough money. So Charles, who is a Yale graduate, came up with the idea for DonorsChoose.org, which has become one of the nation's first peer-to-peer philanthropic websites and one of its most successful. He spent $2,000 to get the site up and running and several platters of a relative's famous roasted pears with orange rind desserts to bribe his colleagues to post projects that they had only dreamed of. And now DonorsChoose.org is just a philanthropic site that is incredibly popular. So Charles, welcome to the Incandescent Radio Network.
Oh, Hope, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, you grew up in Greenwich Village, and you graduated from Yale with a degree in history, and you are a man on a mission. How did you really make this come to fruition?
Well, it grew out of my experience teaching history at a public high school in the Bronx, as you alluded to, and it was not just my colleagues and I spending our own money on school supplies, but it was seeing our students go without the resources that they needed to learn. And observation and my sense that there were people who wanted to support public school classrooms but who were getting more and more skeptical about writing a $50 check to a big institution. Those two observations together are what prompted me to start DonorsChoose.org.
So in the years since, more than 800,000 citizen philanthropists, as you call them, have risen to the occasion. And on your board are such notables as Oprah Winfrey and Colbert. So tell us how you made this happen.
Well, Stephen Colbert is a board member, and Oprah we would think of as an incredible evangelist and kind of emissary. And Oprah learned about our website because of a piece in Newsweek back in 2003, which described this philanthropic experiment growing out of a Bronx classroom where somebody with $5 could be a classroom hero, and where a teacher with a great idea for helping their students learn could get the resources needed to bring that idea to life. And her story on the Oprah Show in 2003 really lit a fire under our effort, under our model. And a few years later, Stephen Colbert caught wind of our organization, and he has done things for public school kids through DonorsChoose.org that are of a scale unreached by anybody.
Tell us about that. I mean, it's just because these guys with such a big megaphone have been spreading the word that it's excited other people to participate?
Yeah, so just thinking of Stephen Colbert, he's done a range of stunts and campaigns and challenges on his show, on the Colbert Report, which have inspired tens of thousands of people to support hundreds of thousands of kids in public schools. And that ranges from a philanthropic presidential straw poll on our site, where he called on viewers to donate to classroom projects in honor of their favorite presidential candidate, it then became a straw poll that makes a difference, to challenging his viewers to support our troops by supporting their children's education and donating to classroom projects serving military children, to auctioning off a portrait of himself and dedicating the proceeds to art projects on DonorsChoose.org, laundering some of the super PAC money that he raised via the Ham Rove Memorial Fund so as to support classroom projects at schools damaged by Hurricane Sandy. And with all those examples, I have not covered all that Stephen has done for public school classrooms through our site.
That is just amazing. The big hearts and the philanthropic efforts of people that can make such a big difference. So tell us about some of these projects.
They range from a classroom library to a field trip to lumber for a theater production to a microscope for a science experiment. They really represent both the resources that students in low-income communities most need and the best ideas that teachers have for projects that will bring the subject matter to life. Average project is $500, and that means that they range from a $100 project request for construction paper and pencils to a $40,000 project request for a new playground.
That's just wonderful. And part of the charm of the website, I think, is that it's so simple to use and so easy to participate. Tell us about how you built that website and what the thinking is behind the choreography of it.
I'm glad you find it simple and fun. We built our site so that somebody who might have $5 to spare or $50,000 to spare could easily support classrooms in need and have fun along the way. The DonorsChoose.org experience starts with a question to anyone who shows up on our site, and that is what a particular passion of yours is. And that might be the town where you grew up, or the book you read to your kid last night, or the sport you played in high school, or the hobby that you're pursuing. You can express such a passion and then see classroom project requests which match and pick the project you want to support and see exactly where your money's going, and then you'll hear back from the classroom in photographs and thank yous.
That's terrific, and it really is simple to use. Now, tell us a little bit about the challenges that you face and the challenges that schools and teachers are facing right now.
Well, there are all sorts of challenges, as you know, that teachers and students face. The one that we tackle most directly is the problem of teachers going deep into their own pockets to fund their own classrooms, at least as far as really basic stuff is concerned. Average teacher spends about $500 of their own money every year on school supplies. And we also tackle the inequity within our school system in resources available to students from low-income communities as opposed to the resources available to students from upper-income communities. And we want any public school teacher in America to be able not just to get the materials and experiences that their students most need, but to be able to innovate and do projects that will excite students about the subject matter.
So do you think your project, your DonorsChoose.org, is bridging the achievement gap?
We cannot claim to be the cure-all for the achievement gap, but we'd like to think that we're one of a whole number of organizations that's taking a bite out of that problem. And in our case, it's by liberating teachers to be innovators and bringing the playing field, making the playing field just a little more level as far as the resources available to students from all communities.
And what I also like about your site is that transparency and integrity are critical to your success. So people can donate to you through the site, and that's how I understand you're funded. Is that correct?
That's right. So when somebody picks a classroom project on our site to support, it's up to them whether or not they want to support our outreach and overhead expenses. And we encourage donors, but we don't require donors, to allocate 15% of their donation toward our outreach and overhead costs. And 3/4 of donors keep that 15% allocation included in their donation. And the income thus generated now has us self-funding. So we're one of the few charities that does not have to seek operating support, and we get to direct all of our donors' attention to the classroom projects on our site.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the power of crowdsourcing. How did you just tapped into it because you knew it would work?
You know, at the time, I don't know if crowdsourcing had even been coined. This was the spring of 2000 when I launched DonorsChoose.org, and I probably wouldn't have been smart enough to even think about marketplace dynamics or the power of peer-to-peer interactions. I just knew that teachers like us, and us being my colleagues and I at this high school in the Bronx, teachers like us had great ideas for helping their students learn, and people out there would love to experience the full joy of giving. And for us, that means choosing a project that you want to support, seeing exactly where your money's going, and hearing back from the classroom. So it's really just that gut instinct that if we could connect teachers like us with concerned citizens, then we might be able to get our students that classroom library and take them on that field trip and do that art project.
And so now you do this full time?
I do full time. Yeah, I taught for 5 years, and for the last 7 or so years, it's been donorschoose.org full time.
Do you miss working in the classroom?
I do miss it, but a number of my students have interned at our organization, and Facebook helps me keep in touch. And I do miss it.
So how big is your organization at this point?
We're a team of 55 people. And this school year alone, that team of 55 will vet and post about 140,000, 150,000 classroom projects from about 80,000 teachers, and will channel just shy of $50 million to classroom projects.
That is amazing. So talk about the vetting process.
Sure. So we want to make sure that a project is educationally sound before it's posted on our site. And that means some automated fact checking, making sure the school is for real and that we've got the principal's name and fax number. And then a human being reads over the project essay and makes sure that the teacher has fully explained what students are going to learn if a given resource is funded. And the people who do that vetting and review labor are actually teachers themselves, specifically teachers who've had a lot of projects funded on our site and have proven themselves to be incredible educators. Those teachers volunteer their time to vet other teachers' project requests.
So you have people in the trenches helping the people in the trenches. Is that how you think about it?
That's right. You could you could think of it as academic peer review meets Wikipedia.
Excellent. So tell us more about you. So you grew up, you went to Yale, you wanted to be a teacher. You could have done anything. Why were you drawn to education?
Well, and who knows if I could have done anything, probably not. But I in high school, I had an English teacher and wrestling coach, this guy named Mr. Buxton, who really inspired me. And so I knew from, I was about a junior in high school, that I wanted to be a teacher. So that's what I went straight to do after college.
And what are some of your goals for the future for yourself and also Donors Choose?
Well, we have two big goals at DonorsChoose.org. One relates to the number of people giving through our site and the number of students and teachers we're serving. And that goal is expressed as inspiring 1 million people to give $100 million to classroom projects from 100% of our country's high poverty public schools, all in one school year. So 1 million people, $100 million, 100% of our high-poverty public schools, all in one school year. That's goal number one. Goal number two is to open up all the data generated by 250,000 teachers creating 500,000 classroom projects on our site. That's what they've done cumulatively. And we think that by opening up that data, we can help people make discoveries about what resources teachers most need in particular states and counties, and show people what topics are trending in teachers' minds, and thereby make government education spending smarter, better targeted, more efficient.
Well, those are some seriously worthy goals. How close are you to accomplishing them?
We are just about half of the way toward goal number one. So this school year, we'll do roughly half of the numbers I just cited with 1 million people, $100 million, 100% of our high-poverty public schools. And we are just starting on the data science journey, and are just starting to make discoveries about the books that teachers think are most effective at getting kids hooked on reading, the technology device they think is most important, the supplies they most often request, and are just exploring ways that we can help make ways that we can help the system itself to improve.
Do you have any forecasts on what that might look like?
Well, the dream is we'll be able to point one day to billions of dollars of government education spending that's become more responsive, more efficient, better targeted as a result of discoveries made in our data about what teachers most need.
Even more transparency that DonorsChoose.org is helping to uncover. So we're very impressed by what you're doing, and we wish you only the best of luck. In fact, Michelle Obama is a supporter. Is that true?
Indeed. I think it was her first trip to New York as First Lady, and she made a major policy announcement and highlighted DonorsChoose.org, which was one of the great honors of our organization's 13-year history.
Well, it's very cool, and we wish you only continued success, and we do hope to check back with you again to see how far you've come and if you've reached those big goals that you've set for yourself.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Hope, for having me on.
Thank you. We're talking today with Charles Best, DonorsChoose.org. Be sure to check out his website and make a contribution. It is a very worthy cause. So this is the Incandescent Radio Network. We thank you for giving us a listen, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.